来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来
Preparation for the lesson in the tens.
Alright, we'll read an excerpt from the article 12 by Rabash. These candles are holy. The main thing is the prayer, meaning that one must pray to the Lord to help him walk above reason. Meaning that the work must be with gladness, as if one has already been awarded with the reason of holiness. And with what joy would his work be then? He needs to ask the Lord for the power to walk above the reason of the body. Meaning, even though the body doesn't agree with this work of in order to bestow, he only asks the Lord to be able to work with gladness as befits one who serves a great king. We'll read again. The main thing is the prayer, meaning that one must pray to the Lord to help him walk above reason, meaning that the work must be with gladness, as if one has already been awarded with the reason of holiness. And with what joy would his work be then? So he must ask the Lord to give him this power, so as to be able to walk above reason, above the body's reason. Meaning, even though the body does not agree with this work of bestowal, he only asks the Lord to be able to work with gladness, as befits one serving a great king. So, we want to continue with the general exercise we're doing and to help each other adhere to the second floor, the second degree, to hold on to the avut. So each one, in turn, describes the state where the Creator is revealed between us. How does it feel to me? How do I feel the friends when the Creator is revealed to us? How do I feel the connection between us when the Creator is revealed to us? Just to try to cling on to that, to adhere to that state, and do not spare us the details. Just describe it.
In truth, personally, I had a kind of a dilemma. I came back from work, I didn't sleep, you know, da-da-da. And my body was saying, you know, go to sleep. But suddenly I felt that I have to, not because of myself. And when I was coming here, driving, you know, 160 kilometers an hour on my bike, I started feeling you. I started feeling my need for you. And when I came here, my head completely changed. I was thinking, how could I think not to come? It's power. Again, the commitment to feel towards you, towards Rav, toward our whole kli, it takes you out of yourself and it attaches you up. Glues you up.
Yesterday we had a Shivat Chavarim during which we talked about how to adhere to one another and how to adhere to the upper force. And I think that if we have a very clear goal and we raise importance to one another, then the day looks differently. Even physically, we see everything differently. Or even if we don't see or feel, there is something in the atmosphere that a person is attached to. We need to always organize this kind of field, generate this field of importance in the work between us.
When the Creator is revealed, the gap between His love to us and our attitude towards Him, it burns you, it's revealed and it's burning. Mostly it is expressed as shame. And friends, specifically, the concern for the friends, the desire to bestow to the friends, is the shield. It is some kind of a layer that can balance this shame, this gap, in a state where He is revealed.
We don't really want the Creator to be revealed. We want His greatness to be revealed, so that we'll constantly be in effort towards one another, to help each other feel the greatness of the Creator. And this, by that, we give Him great contentment. And this is what we want to do right now, to apply right now in the connection between us, in preparation for the lesson, to renew our covenant, to renew our pact. We want the Creator to be revealed in each and every friend.
When the Creator is revealed between us, there is a kind of inversion. Instead of hearing the lesson by yourself with your individual ear, suddenly there is this amplifier where you hear it with the deficiency of all of the friends. It's not even an amplifier, it's something that you can't even compare to relative to your individual deficiency. And there's also a focus, because a person each moment is searching for all kinds of individual calculations, but suddenly there is one calculation for the benefit of the Creator who is managing everything.
There's very strong resistance by the will to receive. It's a real war on its part. It wants to stay away from sanctity. But opposite that, we have the power of the reforming light, and we have the power from the ten. And the greatness of the friends is very palpable. We can see it even within reason, the extent to which the friends are in adhesion, and how much importance they have, and how the quality of bestowal is already in them.
Yes, the oppositeness indeed grows stronger. There is the revelation of the greatness of the Creator next to the revelation of darkness, and we learn to work specifically with that in order to advance. And the more we advance, it becomes more extreme. The gap grows, but above that, the overcoming also grows.
The corrected connection between us is the ability to be above reason, to live in two parallel worlds in some manner. As Shai said, reality pressures us, and this world feels more and more dark and harsh. But on the other hand, we have the ability, the privilege, and the duty to come here to help each other adhere to what's above us. Who knows what that is? But we feel a need, and we feel that it's possible if we help each other.
Yes, yesterday, when Roy and I were thinking about this question, One of the things that I was thinking immediately about was this description by Rabash that the friends are standing inside of my heart, and I'm ashamed of my petty acts against my friends, and this whole description where the friends, they're not friends anymore. It's truly a revelation of my own qualities, a revelation of the Creator, the guidance of the Creator, His form. And a very big feeling of gratitude was awakened that we are rewarded of entering this place more and more of this new deep observation, more clean observation. So that's it. We'd like to read an excerpt that would help us enter the lesson with complete annulment. And once he decided in his heart about complete annulment, he asked the Creator to help him to shift it from potential to actuality, as actuality, meaning even though in terms of the thought, of the force of thought and desire, he sees that the body does not agree with it, that he will annul all of his desires before the Lord and not for his own benefit, he should pray to the Lord that he would help him so that he'll be able to annul with him before, with all of his desires and not leave any desire for himself. And this is called a complete prayer, since he wishes for the Creator to give him a complete desire without any compromises for himself, and is asking the Creator to help him always be with his justice or righteousness, from Rabash's letter.
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. ואמונתך.